I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Dylan from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm a new listener to the show, but I'm a really big fan. And I think maybe for the last month I've been listening to the show, but I've probably listened to 100 episodes already, but I can't get enough. Anyways, I wanted to tell you my story. It's not the scariest story, but it definitely turned me from a skeptic to more of a believer. So anyways, I have to give you a little bit of backstory, but there was a house in the area that I lived in growing up. I actually still live in the area now, but this house, it used to be a auto body shop, like house converted auto body shop way back. I'm not sure when, but long before I was born, maybe my dad was born, but so this house had an auto body shop in it, and one of the workers, they had one of those big jacks they held cars up with, and he ended up getting crushed by it. And that's like known to everybody, and at least all my friends and everyone I know knows about it. But anyways, later, the next owners of the house, this is years later, and the only way I've ever known the house is called the Gargoyle House, and it has only because the owners put a bunch of gargoyles and cool stuff all over it. So it didn't really look necessarily freaky, but it was just like cool. Everyone knew about it. It was the Gargoyle House. Anyways, years later, and the owners later, they ended up converting it into a recording studio. So it was a house / recording studio, but I don't think anyone actually lived there for a long time. Anyways, my friend actually ended up working at the studio. So they did lots of stuff for radio commercials. I'm sure it's similar to what you guys have going on. But commercials, band stuff, you name it, they did it. And lucky for me, I was in band, so we recorded there many times, especially when the owners were out of town. And this is just another time that the owners were out of town. And we're in the house, just me and my buddy who worked there. We're finishing up last-minute stuff, you know, just listening back and, like, you know, make this a little bit louder, make that a little bit quieter. But I don't know. Something about the house, I was always a bit uneasy about it, but I don't know. Like, other than like having some night terrors and stuff in high school, I never really had like a real ghostly moment. So anyways, the house definitely gave me the creeps. I don't know. I never wanted to be there alone. If, like, you know, I never would be there alone. But if I was like, you know, my buddy had to go out to grab something and wanted to wait me there, I'd be like, yeah, I'll just come with you. Anyways, you know, we're just like plugging away. We're in downstairs, the 3-level house, and out the on the very top floor, there was a outside foyer. so you could, you know, smoke cigarettes if you smoked, or, you know, just hang out. It was like in the middle of summer, so it was like beautiful out, and it was, you know, maybe 9 or 10 o'clock at night, and we're out on the porch taking a break, and we're the only ones there. The owners are away on trip. Everything's blocked up completely. This place had like really good security systems on the doors. And, you know, like he needed all the passcodes to get in. There was no way that anyone was getting in. It was all locked down. We were inside. The only two people there were in the upstairs. We came from downstairs. Everything was off. We had a pretty like, low, like, you know, dim lighting just to have, get that ambiance going so we could get some recording going on. Anyways, we're upstairs. My buddy's smoking. We're just talking about how awesome we think this record is. This is in 2014, I want to say. And he just started smoking. We're just talking, and I think I even mentioned, like, "Hey, like, when you're working late here, does anything ever like weird happen? Does anything weird ever happen when you're staying here late at night?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Well, like what?" And he's like, he didn't want to elaborate too much, but I knew they slept downstairs on the couch, and I was like, "Well, I know you're sleeping here, like, you know, so it's probably not like nothing's going on." And I'm not really sure, but he just kind of gave me this look, and I was like, "Well, I don't know." It was the kind of look, like, you know, he didn't want to let me know. Like, he was letting me know that's like he didn't really want to talk about what was going on because of thinking, like, he didn't think I'd believe him or something like that. But anyways, we're up there smoking. We're like, "Okay, let's get back down." So we go back down the stairs. The front door is wide open. Every single possible light was on. And we had like maybe two lights on the entire house. Every single light was on. There was a, I'm getting chills just thinking about it. Sorry. The fireplace was on, but it was just like, the door was wide open. You could feel the wind blowing inside. I instantly was not like ghost. I was like fucking run to my car, grab my baseball bat. Pardon my French, Jesus. I just grabbed my baseball bat, went back inside with my friend, and we just went through every single room, every single closet. And I was scared of my mind going through every one, just because every time we open it up, I'm ready to be smacking something. We went through every single room in the house, and we didn't find anything. Not one thing, but, like, my heart's pumping. Just thinking about it right now. That was my first ghost experience, and, it definitely stayed with me. But anyways, your guys' show, just, I love it, and I hope you like this story. If not, it's all good. Anyways, thanks a lot, guys. I'm not an UPP member yet, but I'm definitely going to be soon. Anyways, thanks, guys.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.